Welcome to the HIMSS Innovation That Sticks podcast, where we bring you conversations with innovators who provide insight to unique and transformative solutions and ideas in healthcare through their expertise and experiences. In today's episode, we discuss what innovation means for the federal government with Michael Corbin, Director of Strategic Communications at New Wave. Michael leads New Wave's Thought Leadership Initiative and Knowledge Engineering Practice. Today, we'll discuss how rapid technological changes are pushing a transformation in how government is using technology to do its business. All that and more coming up on Innovation That Sticks. HIMSS would like to thank our Innovation That Sticks podcast sponsor, New Wave. New Wave merges innovation, precision, and compassion, empowering their clients to use technology in new ways as they solve problems for the greater good. New Wave is an information technology company helping businesses and government agencies modernize and thrive by applying the power of technology. Learn more about New Wave at www.newwave.io. Michael, thank you so much for being with us today.
Ian, thanks for having me.
You know, there's a lot of things going on these days in politics and within our federal government. I'd love to get your insights on what does innovation mean for the federal government right now?
Yeah, it's a great question. And I think it means different things to different people. We often find as a provider of technology and services to the federal government that they sometimes interchangeably use modernization with innovation. The federal government right now is taking its legacy systems, its legacy data, and updating that. And they often, in the context of the federal government, think about modernizing rather than innovating. But that's starting to change. We definitely feel, particularly for our primary customer, the Center for Medicare and Medicaid Services, with the disruptive nature of a change in both technology and politics of healthcare, that innovation has taken on significantly new meaning. But we think it's different than just, say, innovating with the technology. In part because of that political context, New Wave, a company that's been around for 15 years, working with CMS, we really have come to understand innovation for the feds, for CMS, is in reconceptualizing what the business of government is. Take the example of an emergent technology like the cloud. For some, you know, the cloud is just standing up a shiny new legacy system or moving a massive relational database to a better data center called the cloud. The disruptive features, the possibilities of the cloud are just starting to be understood. An innovation that is possible with that technology, with the disruption, is more important than the technology itself. So government is a human organization built on hierarchies and functional silos doing the tasks of government. To deploy data and software in the cloud is just corrosive of the hierarchies and silos that exist. So innovation really has come to mean changing the human systems of government. We have to engage with our customer in a new way, not just, hey, here's a piece of technology for you, but here's how this technology is going to fit in the human system within the task that you are given within the federal government. Your agency is doing this kind of work. Well, here's some tools, but really, here's how we have to organize differently. Here's what government can do differently. And I think that, you know, the future is going to, this kind of innovation will change how we perform government in the future.
It sounds like you're trying to perhaps redefine the business of government, if you will. And with trying to make those changes, you're going to have to identify many synergies out there, especially between vendors and government and vendors pushing innovation. So there must be a lot of challenges that you guys face over at New Wave. Can you tell us a little bit about the challenges that you're having when you're trying to create that vendor synergy? And perhaps tell us a little bit about how you're problem solving for your customers.
It is a huge problem. The federal acquisition process, the process by which the federal government acquires technology and services, is the perfection of a 20th century waterfall method to solve discrete time-bound mechanical problems. Agencies, government contractors, the whole separate bureaucracy within the government is, there to manage this process. In the past, it was the large corporate system integrators that ruled the roost. You didn't have to have vendor synergy because you just went out and got one of the giant corporations who had a lot of tools in the toolbox to solve government problems. Well, the problems are too complex now. The reality of technology innovation in the frisson of creators and innovators coming together and figuring out how to do things differently. That's the way it works in the private sector. And the federal government now needs to assemble agile teams of vendors, contractors, consultants to solve the problem. And what we feel our mission is to support the federal government as it attempts to develop a cooperative space in which we work together with our partners, not in competition, but in collaboration with that hackathon, connectathon, and sort of open source mindset to approach the solutioning that we can then bring to the government to get the best in breed solutions. This has to be how we get this work done, or else we're going to, provide inadequate solutions to the federal government that the taxpayers are going to, regret and not want to pay for.
I heard in there that you need to find those synergies. You need to find those partnerships. Some of those are public and private partnerships, I'm sure. Can you describe some of the work you're doing with Blue Button 2.0 and how that represents a public-private partnership that's really helping to spur innovation?
So, yeah, Blue Button is both an interesting project in its own right and also a model of where or what kinds of innovation can take place when the federal government devotes its resources to creation and problem solving in a certain way. Blue Button, it's about 5 years old. We're on Blue Button 2.0, which is essentially an API that the federal government created in part with New Wave's help. Our internal resource here, Mark Scrimshire, who is our entrepreneur in residence and Blue Button evangelist, helped develop this API, which is really contains Medicare data. Medicare Part A, B, D data for over 53 million beneficiaries, Medicare beneficiaries. And the revolutionary idea there is that those beneficiaries should own their data. Blue Button API allows that to happen. So on the one hand, the work on Blue Button itself was a public-private partnership, but as an example of how this project will leverage all kinds of public-private partnerships to develop innovation is also what Blue Button represents. And what I mean there, it really will be the developer community taking Blue Button as an analogy and the standards that it's built on, HL7 and FHIR, and the discipline of those shared standards will make true innovation happen. Blue Button is really a kind of Rosetta Stone of patient-controlled health data. The language of Blue Button and FHIR will transform the delivery of healthcare by producing a shared language. HIMSS and CMS, private sector community, often talk about this as interoperability. But we think of Blue Button as, creating a lingua franca of health information. And in creating that shared language, the federal government, the public sector, and the private sector will be able to create an amazing flourishing of different kinds of healthcare delivery systems, payment systems, and hopefully better care all around.
You mentioned HL7, you mentioned FHIR, interoperability. One of the key components in order to pull a lot of these things off is you need to have the proper technology infrastructure in place. New Wave was recently awarded the Innovation Development Operations Support Contract, where you will be moving forward and providing that type of infrastructure for CMS's Innovation Center. Can you tell us a little bit about why this work is so important and how this project will really accelerate the work CMS is doing around innovation?
Yeah, sure. Thanks for asking that, Ian. So it's kind of hard to remember now, but when the Affordable Care Act first was signed into law, it really represented a revolutionary change and was very ambitious. You know, in the current political moments, it's often easy to forget that because, you know, it has its own, has such huge political weight sort of hung on it now. But part of the Affordable Care Act called into being the CMS Innovation Center. Now, it was really a revolutionary idea where we would create an analogy to Silicon Valley within the federal government for healthcare. We would stand up innovation models to experiment with payment systems, healthcare delivery systems, data analysis systems. These models would give us a way forward in terms of what was the most innovative and most effective ways to deliver healthcare in America. The technology was not commensurate with the ambition when the Innovation Center first opened, and it's kind of been a struggle. Now, there's been really amazing work on individual models, individual model teams, subject matter experts, changing the way that we can think about healthcare, moving away from a fee-for-service model to a value-based care system. Even though there was some success, there was a lot of failure as well. But that's sort of the nature of innovation. But we were approached during the process of RFP, the search for the replacement contractor for the Innovation Center. And under IDOS, we became the prime contractor to reinvent the infrastructure for this Innovation Center. And we are about 7 months into that. And we see nothing but great potential for CMS to realize its original ambitious and revolutionary vision of having an ongoing innovation center that will create the cutting edge of healthcare. We have to experiment ourselves with different kinds of technology and infrastructure. But we have to provide the tools for the creative people in the federal government at CMS who are making these radical changes.
We really should applaud CMS and their vision in moving forward with CMS's Innovation Center and the things that they're trying to do there. And now with your help in developing this technology infrastructure, they're really going to be able to push the needle forward. What innovations do you see on the horizon that could disrupt the work of the federal government?
The feds right now are reaching out, attempting to understand what, of course, what artificial intelligence is all about. You know, New Wave, and here at New Wave, we believe that we're kind of at a primitive stage of artificial intelligence, both in the private sector and for the federal government. AI really is a metaphor rather than a concrete descriptor. While we have created an AI practice here inside the company, we feel part of our job is to help federal government sort of define what artificial intelligence is and can be, to develop a shared understanding, a shared vocabulary, a shared set of concepts around what artificial intelligence is, and that's partly what we're working on. There is one element we think in the very near future that has the potential to be quite disruptive, and that's the use of knowledge graphs inside the federal government. The government is a unique collector and owner of data. Software is beginning to liberate that data, and partly the work we do for the federal government within the Innovation Center is to harness and liberate that data. But really the future, the disruption of the future lies in gaining insight and wisdom from that data. And we don't mean just data visualization or traditional data analytics, as it's often called these days. But just as Google discovered the value of knowledge graphs as the central lever for a search engine, we believe that knowledge graphs will transform because with its singular store of data, the ability to connect that data in new, heretofore unforeseen ways will change how government can do its business. And we think knowledge graphs will be quite disruptive in a positive sense in the future.
Those are some wonderful insights. Thank you so much, Michael. And thank you again so much for being with us today. I hope you had a nice time.
Ian, thanks so much for having New Wave. And we look forward to continuing to work with you and the innovative community at HIMSS.
We'd like to thank our guest, Michael Corbin. Director, Strategic Communications at New Wave, for sharing his thoughts on how innovation is working to reconceptualize what the business of government is. Innovation That Sticks podcast is a copyrighted production of HIMSS, a global voice, advisor, and thought leader of health transformation through health information and technology, with a unique breadth and depth of expertise and capabilities to improve the quality, safety, and efficiency of health, healthcare, and care outcomes. HIMSS designs and leverages key data assets, predictive models, and tools to advise global leaders, stakeholders, and influencers of best practices in health information and technology, so they have the right information at the point of decision. HIMSS drives innovative forward thinking around best uses of information and technology in support of better connected care, improved population health, and lower cost of care. Innovation That Sticks is produced by Rod Bihowski. Ian Hofberg and Kelly Lippitt are co-producers. We hope you enjoyed today's conversation and hope that you will join us next time on Innovation That Sticks.